Just stay home tonight, yeah.
Gonna turn it up, please.
Them Harlem nights.
Gonna turn it up, please.
I done fell in love with you.
Gonna turn it up, please.
Them Harlem nights.
Party at the Bodega. Hey, everybody, how's everybody doing? This moment right now, it's not a good moment. I got some very disturbing news. A young airman was shot and killed by police officers, by law enforcement in Florida. All right. So body camera video shows a Florida sheriff's deputy announce himself as a law enforcement just before fatally shooting a black U.S. Air Force airman inside of his own apartment in the state's panhandle. That's in Florida. All right. But from coming from all of the details, it sounds like the deputy did not announce himself. He just knocked on the door and he's just banging on the door. Coming from different accounts from other people, from the FaceTime, the airman was on FaceTime with his girlfriend. The video body camera footage came out today, and it appears that the deputy did not announce himself. All right, so there's a lot of things going on. This look real bad. I just posted this on TikTok at the same time. This is another upsetting story, all right? I always say the same thing, and I always repeat myself, and I always did say that I feel like law enforcement needs higher requirements, especially when a public servant possesses a weapon, all right? I feel like they should also possess education, all right? I don't feel that associate's degree is enough for a police officer to have. I feel like there's more requirements involved, all right? Also, from the information that I got, that the deputies responded to the wrong apartment, which is extremely incompetent in my eyes. Yes, it is, all right? So, I have the details here. I did not expect to do this. This is a very sad story. Freaking irritated the hell out of me. But I'm going to have to put this out there. All right? So, the body camera video shows fatal shooting of a black airman by Florida deputy in his own apartment. All right? So, Fort Walton Beach, Florida. A Florida sheriff released body camera video Thursday showing a deputy outside an apartment door and firing immediately when it was opened by a black man carrying a handgun. All right. He fired at a black man that was carrying a handgun pointed downward, a killing the family denounced as unjustifiable. Okaloosa County Sheriff Eric Aiden presented the video hours after the family of the U.S. Air Force senior airman Roger Fortson and their attorneys held a news conference in which they disputed that the deputy acted in self-defense. Okay, that doesn't make too much sense. All right, self-defense, he knocked on the door. But from the accounts, it shows that he didn't announce the sheriff's office. Aiden rejected assertions made by the civil rights attorney, Ben Crump, who is representing Fortson's family, that the deputy had gone to the wrong apartment, covered the door's peephole, and did not announce himself. He covered the door peephole. The video shows that the deputy arriving at Fort Walton Beach apartment building on May 3rd and speaking to a woman outside who described someone hearing an argument. The deputy then went up an elevator and walked down an outdoor hallway. The video shows that the deputy banging on the door and stepping aside, seemingly out of view of the door. Twice he shouted, "Sheriff's office, open the door." All right. The video shows the deputy banging on the door and stepping aside, seemingly out of the view, out of view of the door, of the peephole of the door. Twice he shouted that sheriff's office opened the door. Fortson opened the door and could be seen holding what appeared to be a handgun pointed downward toward the floor. The deputy shouted, "Step back," and fired off shots. He then shouted, "Drop the gun, drop the gun." I'm just reading you the information that I got. "It's over there," Fortson says. "Drop the gun," the deputy yelled back. "I don't have it," Fortson said, lying on the ground. The deputy then called paramedics on his radio. The sheriff's office has declined to identify the responding deputy or his race. The deputy was placed on administrative leave pending an investigation. Crump released a statement later, noting that the officer did not tell Fortson to drop his gun before shooting multiple times within a split second of the door being open. Okay, "We remain adamant that the police had the wrong apartment as Roger was on the phone with his girlfriend," Roger Fortson, the airman. "He was on the phone with his girlfriend for a substantial amount of time leading up to the shooting, and no one else was in the apartment." Crump also told the reporters earlier that Fortson was talking to his girlfriend on FaceTime and that he grabbed his gun because he heard someone outside of his apartment. Okay, he said that the deputy burst into the apartment, citing the account of his girlfriend who was not yet been identified. So the girlfriend said that she was on FaceTime and she could hear somebody bust into the apartment. So those are her words. The girlfriend acknowledges that even though she initially thought the door was forced open by the police, that she stands by her emotional recollection of what happened, Crump's later statements said. In a clip from the FaceTime video captured by Fortson's cell phone, the airman can be heard groaning and saying, "I can't breathe." A deputy can be heard yelling back at him, "Stop moving." The phone is pointed at the ceiling and does not show what is going on inside of the apartment. Okay, so this is very disturbing news. Aiden said, the chief of police, the high ranker of the police department, Aiden said he had met with the family Thursday and extended his deepest condolences. "This result is one we never hope to encounter," Aiden said. "These investigations take time, but I want to assure you that we are not hiding or attempting to cover up anything." Officials have said that the Florida Department of Law Enforcement is investigating. The spokesperson that represents the Department of Law Enforcement, her name is Gretel Plessinger. She told the Associated Press on Wednesday that it is unlikely the agency will have any further comments until the investigation is totally complete. The sheriff said the investigation was being handled as a criminal investigation and that no determination had yet been made on whether the deputy's actions were justified or not. However, the initial news release from the sheriff's office that described the shooting said that the deputy reacted in self-defense after he encountered a 23-year-old man armed with a handgun. All right. Fortson's mother, Chanta, I don't know how to pronounce her name, Shante Mekki Fortson, walked into the morning news conference with Benjamin Crump holding a framed portrait of her son in his dress uniform. She burst into tears as Crump spoke about her son's death. All right? Very sad news. Seriously. "My baby was shot up," she said. Crump called the shooting an unjustifiable killing. Unjustifiable. Okay, so for whatever reason, they thought he was a bad guy, but he was a good guy. He was a great guy. He was an exceptional guy, Crump stated. "They took a patriot from us. They took a patriot from us." Crump said Fortson, originally from Atlanta, was shot 6 times. Fortson enlisted into the Air Force after graduating high school, Crump stated. He was based at the Special Operations Wing at Hurlburt Field. All right? So, as a special missions aviator, one of his roles was to load the gunship cannons during missions. All right? So, Crump, based in Tallahassee, Florida, has been involved in multiple high-profile cases of black people in fatal encounters with law enforcement and vigilantes. All right? So this is crazy, bro. Same story. And this is the same old story every time. And I'm tired of seeing this story. This is going to be everywhere. This is going to be all over the news, especially tomorrow morning. It's all over the news right now. The hip-hop world is going to know about this early in the morning tomorrow. I know about that. This is very, very bad news. All right. So Crump, everybody knows Benjamin Crump. He's based in Tallahassee, Florida. He has been involved in multiple high-profile cases of black people in fatal encounters with law enforcement and vigilantes, including those of Ahmaud Arbery, Trayvon Martin, Tyree Nichols, George Floyd, and Breonna Taylor, who was also killed in her home during a no-knock police raid that targeted her ex-boyfriend back in 2020. Fortson's death, the airman, draws striking similarities to other black people killed in recent years by police in their own homes. Back in 2018, a white Dallas police officer fatally shot Botham Jean, who was unarmed, after mistaking his apartment for her own. Amber Geiger, the former officer, was convicted of murder and was sentenced to 10 years in prison. I apologize about the background, all right? Amber Geiger, the former officer, she was convicted of murder and was sentenced to 10 years in prison. She freaking mistaken her apartment for her own, all right? And she killed Botham Jean. That's back in 2018. In 2019, a white Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas officer fatally shot Atitiana Jefferson through a rear window of her home after responding to a no emergency call reporting that Jefferson's front door was open. Aaron Dean, the former officer, was convicted of manslaughter and sentenced to nearly 12 years in prison. Right? These are just some of the stories that happened over the years with the police, law enforcement, with encounter with black people and stuff like that, which is very disturbing. I don't know if this is going to create an uproar, but I know this for a fact that a lot of people are sick of these type of stories. They are sick of this being on the news, all right? I don't know if this is going to break the camel's back, but like I said, and I said this 100 times, I said this time and time again, that law enforcement has to be reconstructed. All right. It has to be reconstructed. It has to be a higher requirement to be a public servant. All right. You have people's lives in your hand because you got weapons in your hands. All right. The accuracy on responding to an emergency or a non-emergency, it has to be 100% accurate. There can't be no mistakes. All right. I think a week ago, former President Trump was talking about he's going to make sure that the police are reinstated and that they are able to do their jobs, you know, which doesn't make any sense. Was it raining just now? Doggone, straight up, like, That's not, I don't believe the former president, Donald Trump, should even be talking, period. But still, like, come on, man. We need to reconstruct law enforcement. It has to be done a better way. It shouldn't be nobody dying. This is a young 23-year-old boy, all right? He haven't even started living his life yet, all right? Somebody banging on the door. All right. When you're banging on the door, you have to announce it's the sheriff's office. All right. There's some sort of scrutiny about if the sheriff announced himself or not. All right. So I'm not even sure. All right. And then I did watch the video. I didn't hear the sheriff's office, to be honest with you. I didn't hear that part. I heard the banging on the door because I did watch the video. I watched the video earlier. All right. I watched the video hours earlier before I even did this podcast real quick. So I'm telling you a fact. I didn't hear no sheriff's office. I just heard the bang, bang. And then he started shooting. And then I heard drop it and the screaming. I just heard like loud screaming. All right. Couldn't make out if he said drop the gun. I couldn't really make out if he really did say that. But I did watch the video. And then I watched the other video of the FaceTime where the kid dropped his phone on the floor and then the phone was facing the ceiling, but you could hear all of the commotion in the background. I did see that video as well. All right, so I seen all of that. Now, you know, this is another story. I basically could say same shit, different day, but I don't know when people are gonna be tired. I don't know if this is gonna create an uproar. So, didn't want to do no story like this. I like to do happy or funny stories, but I have to talk about these killings, these unjustified killings. I got to talk about most of these things, but we're going to keep it moving to see what else is going on in the news and stuff like that. And I told you, ladies and gentlemen, I got to do these segments. I gotta do these episodes and I gotta put them out there because it's not a lot of brave people that's brave enough to do these stories, but I'm brave enough to do it, and I'm gonna let you know, I'm gonna give you all of the information that you need to know what's going on so you could analyze the situation yourself. All right. Like I said, the scrutiny, the misinformation here is that did the sheriff announce himself? Did the deputy announce himself at the front door? Or did he just bang on the door and as soon as the person opened the door, he shot the person? All right? The police department will not identify who this deputy is, nor their race. So we have limited information. As more information come in, I'm going to jump on this particular information. I'm going to follow all of the updates. Like I said, people are sick of this story. We've been hearing this type of story every day, all the time. Black people, which I don't really identify them as black people. I identify them as people, human beings. People should not be targeted, or people should not be killed by law enforcement, all right? Law enforcement is here to protect and serve, all right? To make sure that order is in the community, that we live in a civilized community. That's what law enforcement is there for, to enforce the law, all right? Not to target minorities, all right? We're going to have to do something. We're going to have to revitalize, or we're going to have to reconstruct the education system, because if the education system was accurate, none of these incidents would ever happen. Do you agree? All right, so let's keep it moving. Okay. Oh, there's been a rash of teenagers stabbing each other in New York City, the Bronx, Brooklyn, and Queens. I don't know if this is a trend. And then the state of New York, you can't really have a weapon or a handgun like that. Like, there's a lot of things that comes behind that. So it's a usual thing. It shouldn't be a usual thing, but there's people that stab each other, but it's really been the teenagers doing it. A 17-year-old, it's a whole bunch of them. It's like three different stories in one. All right? Three separate stories in one. a 17-year-old killed after stabbing near Queens subway station, near the Queens in Long Island. Okay, a 17-year-old girl was stabbed to death on Wednesday night outside of a Queens subway station, the New York Police Department said. In another incident of violence harming young people recently in the New York City area, the girl has been identified as Sarah Rivera. Okay, so police responded around 9:25 p.m. to a 911 call reporting a stabbing victim near the 46th Street, Bliss Street subway station entrance in Sunnyside, Queens, New York. According to police, they found Sarah Rivera, a 17-year-old, with a stab wound on her neck. She was taken to the Elmhurst Hospital where she was pronounced dead. Sources say a person of interest who is also a teenage girl is in custody. News sources is told that the dispute that led up to the stabbing took place in the stairwell leading up to the elevated train track. Okay. And then, you know, they had some type of dispute, some of the arguments. It was another teenage girl. She stabbed the 17-year-old Rivera girl on her neck. I don't know what the dispute was about, but like I said, people are unpredictable. I always say the same thing, all right? Different day, same old nonsense. And now there's another story. This one is in the Bronx. There was multiple teens stabbed outside of a McDonald's. All right, police say two teenage boys were stabbed on Wednesday afternoon outside of McDonald's in the Crotona Park section of the Bronx. So their injuries were considered non-life threatening. The teen fatally, all right, that's another separate incident. Now we're going on to the third one. Teen fatally shot in Soho. On Tuesday, police say Maki Brown, who was just only 16 years old, was shot and killed near Varick and Spring Streets in Soho. Okay, Brown was an avid basketball player who commuted from East Flatbush to attend Broom Street Academy Charter High School, a short distance from where he was shot. Neighbor Lakeisha Jenkins has known him since he was 5 years old. When we send our children out, whether it's to the store or to school, wherever, we expect our children to come back home to us, she stated. I guess that was the mother that was saying that. Brown was shot once in the head and his right thigh. He was rushed to the Bellevue Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Police are looking for two male suspects who fled on Spring Street following the shooting. All right. Oh, there's another one. There's a fourth one. Another teen stabbed to death in the Bronx. Last week, police said a 15-year-old girl fatally stabbed a 17-year-old girl identified as Amory Mizell, in the Soundview section of the Bronx. All right, I told you there's been a rash of stabbings and teenagers killing each other. According to the police, Miss Mizell was stabbed in the chest. She was rushed to a hospital where she was pronounced dead. Police charged the 15-year-old with murder, manslaughter, and unlawful possession of a weapon. All happened in New York City. Jesus. All right. A rash of stabbings, teenagers killing each other. We need to get on our children's life to see what is going on, all right? Idle minds can turn into a deadly mind, so you have to keep your children occupied, all right? Straight up, real talk, you have to keep your children occupied. Whatever that they into, you need to occupy them. You gotta make them situate into whatever that they into, or they're gonna be idle. Idle mind can turn into a dangerous mind. The idle mind is a mind that is bored. They're not doing nothing. There's nothing to do. They're just sitting there. So 9 out of 10, they're gonna hang out with the wrong crowd and start smoking weed and doing all extra activities that are non-conducive to their lifestyle or to whatever their future is gonna come up to be. Understand me? All right, next, let's get on to some other ones. All right. Did I do this one? I think I did this one again. Oh, no. I ain't do this one. This one is in Florida. A man allegedly plants a tracking device on his roommate's van. Oh, Florida. We had a devastating news on a deputy shooting an airman, a young 23-year-old man. We started off with that. And then now we have this Flagler County, Florida man who found himself behind bars after he was caught allegedly placing a tracking device on his roommate's van. Michael Noel, that's his name. He's only 46 years old. He was arrested and charged with cyberstalking after the incident that unfolded on Wednesday, according to an arrest affidavit from the Flagler County Sheriff's Office. Yes, I don't mean to sound like a goddamn reporter, but I gotta let you know what the hell is going on, ladies and gentlemen. He and a woman were living together since 2001. And she had been kicked out of their home earlier that Wednesday by Noel, Mr. Noel, the report stated. The woman told the deputies that they were not in a relationship at all, and they were just roommates, according to the affidavit. When the woman arrived at her dad's house, they found a blue and black tracking device under and near the front of her van. The report stated she smashed it up upon discovery. The woman states she had a feeling he's been tracking her for approximately a year due to him calling her when she was out and about and knowing where she was at, the affidavit stated, adding that she can now confirm that Noel had been tracking her this whole time. She also shared text messages between her and Noel with deputies, according to the affidavit. I'm about to attempt to read the goddamn text messages, which is kind of freaking, I gotta try to make sense of it, all right? The woman sends a photo of a tracking device to Noel. On my van, you track me? Or you tracking me? Oh, wow, that's you? No reason for that. I did nothing wrong. I'm not your ex. Noel responded by saying, really? So what? What now? Then the woman responded on her text message, really? So what? Why do you do that to me? That's what I presume that she was trying to say. Now you got caught. I do that. I'll be gone by the 31st of May. Then Mr. Noel responds, give me that back then. What? And then the woman responds back in the text message and she said, what? Give you what back? And then Noel responds back and says, my GPS tracker. The woman stated that she smashed the tracker. And then Noel says, really, now you're in trouble, not mine. Suggesting that the tracker device is not his, I guess. When deputies made contact with Mr. Noel, he said he gave her money a few months ago to help her out and had her sign a paper that he would put the tracker on her van. The affidavit stated he was unable to share a copy of those documents that he said that he had her sign. However, the woman said she had never signed such paperwork. Noel couldn't provide the deputies with another reason as to why he allegedly placed a tracker on this lady's van. Noel was placed under arrest and transported to the Flagler County Jail. He has since been released after posting $1,000 bond. Weird. When I was younger, I used to have roommates, but most of the roommate situations end up ugly, but there was a few roommates that was cool, all right? So you gotta vent who you roommate with. Me, I don't suggest roommates. I would suggest like a relationship comes out better. Sometimes it doesn't. And at the same time, I'm watching the Mavericks and the OKC game too. I don't even know the score because I am doing a whole bunch of things at the same time right now. Yeah. So you gotta vent who you roommate with. Or My pronunciation is getting on my nerves. Unimaginable things will happen, and you're not gonna like it. It's good to have a roommate because it's feasible at times. It could help you financially, you know. But you have to vent who you roommate with, all right? You gotta make sure that you have a person that's not weird, that's not gonna do things behind your back. You don't want to have a roommate where you have to sleep with one eye open. That is bad. So we don't need those things. All right. What the Mavericks is, the Dallas is 68. OKC is 62 third quarter. Just started. All right. OKC leads the series 1-0. I didn't get to finish to watch the Cleveland in Boston game. I don't even know who won that one. I think Boston leads 1-0, but I don't know who won the game. I have to look and see. All right. Anyway, your man is about to shut this one down. I'm going to hit you off with another one. Most definitely, you're going to get another one tomorrow because I got to go hard in the paint with these segments, these episodes. I'm going to leave this one at 30 minutes. I really don't want to. I want to give you some more stories. I would go to Los Angeles real quick to see what the hell is going on in Los Angeles. Or I might go to Chicago or Milwaukee, see what is going on. Or I did check the worldwide news. I'm going to end it there. And then I posted something about Drake messing with younger females. I got to, like, validate everything on that. Sometimes I'll be going to different little platforms and getting information from them, but those are just speculations, you know? Can't jump the gun. You see what I'm saying? But there's things that been said months ago, right? All right? Especially in that Cat Williams interview in the Shay, in Club Shay Shay. So I might end it right here. This is your man, Benz Pharrell with Thinking Out Loud. All you got to do is follow me on Instagram, and you can follow me on TikTok, where I'm very much active on. All right. Get in the comments. Get involved. Get into the discussion. We need your opinion so we could get to the bottom of righteousness. Do you understand me, ladies and gentlemen? All right. All you got to do is type in Box Benji in the search engine for TikTok or Instagram. That is BOXBENJI. And you're going to find your man, me. Yes, sir. Yes, lady. Benz Pharrell with Thinking Out Loud. Peace. I'm going to holler at you later.
It's that Harlem night.
Gonna turn it up, please.
Them Harlem nights.
Gonna turn it up, please.
I done fell in love with you.
Gonna turn it up, please.
Them Harlem nights. Party at the bodega. I'm rolling dice for the paper. Wake up, it's never time to be sleeping. Round here, time to shake up. I got it out the mud with a bunch of sweat and tears. Terminator, getting all these fake bastards out of here. Let the missiles go launcho. Head macho, Camacho. Top dog, one executive. Owner of the club, president. Property after property. Even got some for the relatives. Learned it from the Harlem lights. Popping wheelies on the motorbike. It's that Harlem night.
Gonna turn it up, please.
Them Harlem nights.
Gonna turn it up, please.
I done fell in love with you.
Gonna turn it up, please.